We have first quarter earnings results from Meta, and wow, what a quarter this company has put up. I'm Corey Johnson, Futurum's chief market strategist. And when we look at first quarter earnings, well, Wall Street only likes a beat or a miss. There's a lot more going on here when we dig into the business behind those numbers. Well, here's what the business did. $36.5 billion in revenues. That's up 27% over the previous year. And yeah, a little bit better than Wall Street expected. When you look at, advertising sales, operating profits, EBIT, CapEx numbers, lower than the street was expecting. All the numbers a little bit better than Wall Street expected. So why is the stock down? Well, there was commentary in the conference call about spending, lots of spending. But first, let's get beyond these headline numbers and look at what we really saw. So we saw sales accelerating for Meta, up 27% on a year-over-year basis. And the pace of acceleration is increasing. I mean, just if it was like 20% a year, it'd be great. But it's growing and growing at a more fast pace and quite profitably, EBITDA improving, operating margins, if you will. 37.9% operating margins in the quarter. A very strong quarter for this company. Now, continual user growth is a big part of this. It is amazing with just 8 billion people in the world, they've got 3,240,000,000 using the site or the services, Instagram, of course, WhatsApp, and of course, Facebook as well. Using one of those services every single day, 3.24 billion people every day, and the number keeps going up better than 1%. Very impressive. Now, the number of ads they've shown those people is actually down, at least in terms of a 20% growth on a year-over-year basis, not as much as it had been. But the price per ad, they don't tell us the price per ad exactly, but price per ad is going up. How did the stock react? Well, as I mentioned, the stock sold off in after hours, down about 15%, a really big sell-off there. But maybe in part because it was up 132% in the previous year. That's a big move for this company. And let's remember that Wall Street had been really concerned previously about spending on the metaverse. Spending on the metaverse, a bad thing in the view of Wall Street because the revenues weren't showing up. So when the company said it would take down its R&D spending, Wall Street liked that. And indeed, the R&D spending down to 25%, 27% of revenues is good, but the pace of the decrease has been increasing. Now, if you had a negative 16% on a year-over-year basis. So again, the pace of decrease is good. The decrease is good, but the pace of decrease accelerating. Wall Street should like that. But what Wall Street didn't like was the suggestion that there might be, in fact, more spending to come because of the big spending in AI. Indeed, the success Facebook has had on a product basis with Llama 3 and their Meta AI has encouraged Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO and founder, that there could be more to come. And he's suggesting, yeah, they can do this. They've got the body, they've got the talent, and now is the time to spend. Here's exactly what he said that got Wall Street so worried.
I just view the success that we've seen with the way that Llama 3 and Meta AI have come together as a real validation, technically, that we have the talent, the data, and the ability to scale infrastructure to do leading work here. And with Meta AI, I think that we are on our path to having Meta AI be the most used and best AI assistant in the world, which I think is going to be enormously valuable. So all of that basically encourages me to make sure that we're investing to stay at the leading edge of this. And we're doing that at the time when we're also scaling the product before it is making money.
Scaling before making money. Yeah, that's the kind of thing Wall Street doesn't like to see until they're making money. But Mark Zuckerberg's certainly shown the ability to make money, lots of money, for Wall Street and everyone else. All right, we're going to summarize these results, give you everything you need to know, and one number, one more number that means a whole lot right after this.
The Drill Down is brought to you by Futurum Group, where analysts, researchers, advisors, content creators, and marketing experts help business leaders anticipate and understand shifts in their industries and build strategies to leverage disruptive innovation. With deep analysis, Futurum Group's extensive industry experience delivers reliable research and data, thought leadership, and actionable advice to help you with your strategy and go-to-market efforts. Futurum Group.
Here's what you need to know about first quarter results from Meta. It was a very strong quarter for this company. $36.5 billion in revenues, 27% 20% increase over the previous year. A very profitable company. Profits, operating profits for this company up 85% on a year-over-year basis. Just amazing numbers, very profitable numbers. But Wall Street didn't like the results because R&D spending might increase. That was the suggestion, but that's not what we're seeing in the numbers. If you look at the drill down earnings bite, one number that means a whole lot. What we saw is that R&D spending, while it was up a lot, nearly $10 billion in the quarter, it was only 27% of revenues. And that's a lot lower than it's been. It was as high as 30% not too many years ago. So those numbers coming down, we'll see what happens in the future. Thanks for listening to Drill Down Earnings. Check me out on X at Corey TV, TikTok, and Instagram at Drill Down Pod, and robust earnings results on Futurum Group's YouTube channel. Drill Down Earnings, part of 6-5 Media.